Hello.
Hello.
My name is Jerry. I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School, and we want to reward you if you complete the survey. All right? We would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. In Boston, not much is known about how people feel. Yeah, go ahead.
What kind of survey?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. So in Boston, not much is known about how people feel and what people think about policing in their neighborhoods. So we would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. The survey only takes a few minutes to complete, and we're going to ask them some sensitive topics. Like I said, in appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you'll receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. Also, you'll have the opportunity to sign up and participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. All right? So we're going to start with some demographic questions. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Is that okay? Great.
Okay.
We're going to start
Good.
with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answers to these questions will be anonymous. Okay? So do you currently live in Boston?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the zip code of your primary residence, please?
02130.
126?
02130.
30. Thank you. What would you say is your gender? Male, female, or something else?
Male, sorry.
Okay. No problem. How old are you?
23.
I'm sorry?
23.
23. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, American,
Asian,
Alaska Native? Asian. Thank you.
Yeah.
What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor.
Thank you. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. In general, would you say your mental health is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good as well. All right. Now, we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Few times a week.
Once per week, okay. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Few times a week.
Few times, all right. How often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
Sorry?
Yeah, how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Every day, a few times a week, about once per week, or never?
Never.
Never, okay. The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worrying. Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Some days.
Okay. Feeling nervous, anxious, or on the edge?
Some days.
Some days. Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Seldom.
I'm sorry, how often? Not at all. Some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Seldom.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Some days. Okay.
Some days? Okay. Next one says, having little interest or pleasure in doing things. Not at all. Some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day.
What do you mean doing things?
Well, I'll read the question. It says, the next set of questions are about how you have been feeling as of late. So during the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following, right? And I've been telling you, like, not being able to control worry, feeling nervous, anxious, on the edge. You told me some days for those. Then feeling down, depressed, or hopeless. You told me some days as well, or you want me to change the answer?
Maybe seldom. I seldom feel hopeless.
Okay. And having little interest or pleasure in doing things. How often have you been bothered by this the past 2 weeks? Not at all. Some days. More than half the days or nearly every day?
Maybe just a few days.
Few days. Okay. Give me one second. Appreciate you doing this, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Next one says, the next set of questions are about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. So have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following that I'll mention? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or something else?
No.
All right. Remember, have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have diabetes?
No.
Okay. Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
No. High blood pressure?
No. I'm
overweight.
Overweight, no.
Or obesity. No, okay. A substance use disorder.
Sorry, what?
A substance use disorder. Have you ever been told by a No, okay.
No.
All right. Here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. If serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say it's very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely for that to happen?
You mean that neighbors feel hard times?
Right. If something happens, like in your neighborhood, right? If serious issues developed, like, you know, a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or just a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Any of them?
Never. Yeah.
No, very unlikely? Is that what you mean? Okay. Have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community?
No. I think this community is great. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you agree or disagree?
Sorry, can you repeat again?
Yeah, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I agree.
Do you agree strongly or somewhat? Like, do you agree a lot or a little?
Yeah, I agree a lot.
A lot, okay. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of my people, I'm sorry, the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you agree or disagree?
Sorry, you mean?
Read it again?
Yes.
Okay. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I agree.
And once again, do you agree a lot or just a little?
Yeah, I agree a lot.
Okay. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah. I don't got it.
Okay. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Yeah, I agree. I agree a lot.
A lot. Thank you. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Yes, I agree.
A lot or a little? A lot. Okay. Law enforcement officers have the best interests of people of my racial group in mind.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot or a little?
Maybe a little, because
a little.
I've never seen such scenarios. But I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little. All right. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system.
Yes, I agree.
A lot? Or a little?
Yeah.
A lot. Okay. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
What?
Yeah, law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
No, I don't agree with this.
You don't agree. Do you disagree a lot or only a little?
You disagree a lot.
A lot, okay. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Disagree.
Do you disagree a lot or a little?
A lot.
Okay. Then it says, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yes.
Do you agree a lot or a little?
A lot.
Okay. Thank you. You can answer these questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
No. Have they been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
Sorry, you mean just what?
Yeah, have the police or law enforcement ever been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
No. Have they been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Either. None. Okay. Thank you. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Okay. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race?
Never.
Never. Okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
No.
Yes or no? No. Okay. Have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No.
No. Okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
No, I have not. Never seen it.
No. Okay. I just want to quickly thank you for doing this. Let's move on. It says, we are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
No.
No. Okay, please tell me whether you, we're almost done. So now just please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others that you know. Says,
okay.
I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Do you disagree strongly? That means a lot or somewhat, a little?
Strong.
Strong, okay. The behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Do you agree a lot, strongly, or somewhat? A little.
Agree a little.
A little, okay. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Do you agree a lot or only a little?
Yeah, clearly.
A lot, okay. I am less likely to call the police when in need.
I don't get it.
I'll read it again. Yeah, I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Disagree.
Do you disagree a lot or a little?
A lot. Yeah.
A lot, okay. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Agree a little, maybe.
Agree a little, okay. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Agree a lot.
Agree a lot, okay. Thank you. We're almost done, like I said. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status?
I'm still a student in Northeastern.
I'm sorry, you said... I'm sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
I did not get employed employed now. I'm still a student now.
You're a student?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is your current marital status? Are you married, divorced, widowed, single, never married, separated,
never married.
Or cohabiting? Never married.
Yeah.
Okay. How many children do you have?
No.
Zero, okay. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Three.
Three, okay. What is your household's total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20,000. Between 20,000 and 50,000. Between 50 and 80. Between 80 and 120. The 50 and 80?
50 to 80. Okay.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, more than 15, or all of your life?
Nearly 1 year.
Okay. What best describes your current living situation? Are you a homeowner, a renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends? Living somewhere I do not pay rent? University housing or dormitory? Good.
Rent with friends. Yeah.
Rent, okay. Do you currently live in public housing?
What do you mean public housing?
Like a public housing complex? Or is it like a house? Just like a home, a regular home?
In an apartment.
In an apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm not sure if that falls in there. Give me just a moment. Housing. Yeah, that is. What is the name of the apartment complex you live in?
Velo.
You said Velo?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, you can say Main Street and Elm Street.
Washington Street and Elm Street, I have no idea where that's at.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
It's Washington Street and Elba Way.
Elba?
Elbow.
I'm sorry.
Elbow Way. Elba.
Okay, like, give me one.
A-R-B-O.
A-R-T-O?
A-R-B-O-R.
D-O-R. Arter Way. Okay, give me 1 second. Can you tell me what's the first name that you mentioned? The first street you mentioned? Oh, can you spell it, please?
Washington Street.
I'm sorry?
Washington Street. Washington.
Washington. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Washington Street and Arter Way.
Yeah.
Is that okay, great. Give me just a moment. Let me copy paste. Okay. Would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
No, thanks.
No.
No, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you have completed this survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card, please provide me with your phone number and email address.
Okay.
Will the phone number be the same that I am calling today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And may I have your email address so we can send that gift card to you?
Okay. My email address is ZHANG. RUNDONG 39 at Gmail.
Okay, I'll read it back to you, okay?
Okay.
Is it J as in Jack?
Z.
A.
Z.
Z. Z, like zebra.
Yeah.
Z. A. As an apple?
H. Z-H.
H, okay. Z-H. Then is it N as in Nancy?
No. Z-H-A-N-G.
A-N-G, okay. Z-H-A-N-G. And
yeah.
Then you said R as in Robert?
R.
By chance?
Yeah.
R. You did. R. U as in uniform?
Yeah.
Okay. N as in Nancy?
Yes.
T as in tomato?
D. Dog.
Dot. For David.
Yeah,
right?
David. Yeah.
David, okay. After that is O for orange?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy? N as in Nancy?
Yes.
And then G as in golf.
Yeah.
Okay. 39.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I appreciate your patience today. The survey has been completed, and I'll just ask you to check your email regularly so you can get that gift card certificate, okay?
Okay.
Once again, I appreciate your participation. You have a great rest of your night.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.